Natural Solutions with Dr. J, your source for time-tested and cutting-edge natural medicine approaches to optimize your health, with your host, Dr. J. Sordian. So I'm speaking to an extremely intelligent woman here who has a son who is, how old is he?
21,
yeah, he's the same age as my daughter. And she, many years ago, before he was born, yes.
Well, I was pregnant with him.
You were pregnant with him. Mm-hmm. And you were speaking to an individual who's doing research on pesticides.
Right, for the state of California Department of Agriculture.
Right. And so at that time, you were buying a lot of organic food and
right.
all, and have for many years.
Yeah.
And you realized the issues of why it's important.
Right.
But then he actually made it much more clear based
right.
on the research he was doing. So right. tell me about that.
So he said his research was to look at the comparison of women and children and how traditional produce and organic produce, how it affected them and the toxins in both. And he said that the non-organic produce had 10 times the amount of toxins for women and children than organic produce, because the way that the farmers and the rating for what's toxic and what's not is based on the average white male's height and weight, which is
so
not...
So the standard of toxicity is based on a certain size of an individual.
Right.
That is different from the size of a lot of people.
Right.
Right.
Right. And so based on that, women and children were getting 10 times the amount of toxins in their bodies that they should get based on that standard that farmers and ranchers use to put on their produce. And that the Canadians wouldn't take some of our produce, things like lettuce, strawberries, the things that we eat raw, pests like them too. And so we tend in the U.S. to put more pesticides on that produce, and we don't follow the regulations.
So the farmers realizing that, oh my God, you know, my products are getting eaten up, they actually don't necessarily follow the standards that...
Right.
that are supposed to be followed.
Right.
And they add more.
Right. To save their crops.
Right.
And so because they do that, the Canadians don't buy certain produce from us that they know are going to be over treated with pesticides because they have national health care.
Right.
And they don't want their people to get sick.
Yeah, they don't want all the carcinogens
exactly.
in there. And
exactly.
Because it would...
Like strawberry right. summer fruits that we love, those are the things that have a lot of toxins in them when you buy them from regular markets.
Yeah.
And he just said, you know, the thing I recommend is you stick with organic. He said, especially while you're pregnant, he said, but even when your son's a little guy, he said, basically you and your son need to stick with organic.
Mm-hmm.
Or you need to go through special methods to wash it, but that's not the same even. You're still going to have residue, which is going to be too much.
Yeah, there was a study that I talk about in a number of my different lectures over the last many years. It's probably done 15 years ago maybe. The Environmental Working Group did the study. They examined the umbilical blood. And they also tested the infants, their blood, to see, and they tested for, I think, 180 or 250 different pesticides and other chemicals to see what was in there. And they found that a high percentage, like all the kids, practically all the infants, had a fairly high percentage of all those things in their bodies already, because the placenta does not filter anything else. It used to be thought that the placenta was like this barrier, and you're protecting your child,
right,
you know?
Right, right.
But in fact, that's not actually true.
Right, right.
And so what you're saying is... that the standards for pesticides and other things are particularly inappropriate for women and children.
Right.
And this is evidence that actually it is
right.
getting in kids, even if, I mean, perhaps even organically, but organic is so important to not
right.
be putting it
right.
in your body so
right.
you don't have to get
you
rid
can,
of
he
it.
Said, he said the intent is to minimize the amount of produce that you eat that's not organic,
right.
to eat more of that and less of the regular produce.
Exactly.
And you know, I guess he said it was going to end up on a stack underneath someone's stack because
his study
was
yeah.
no one. They weren't going to want to use that. They weren't going to publish it, or they probably would, but it would be kind of kept within closed quarters because and California agriculture is a big industry, billion dollar trillion actually, because we send things internationally.
That's too. Right. So this was a little more than 20 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
About 20 years.
About-
yeah. When he wasn't born yet, so he was going to be born in a couple of months, so about 21 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, 21
so
years
So guess
ago.
What? It's probably worse now.
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, certainly we have a lot more environmental chemicals that we did than we did 20 years ago.
Right.
And so, you know, probably 10 years ago or so, we were saying that there's like 100,000 new chemicals in the environment right. that didn't exist before.
Right.
And very few of them are tested for any kind of health problems.
Right. Well, the thing is that we started noticing at my job was that we were getting younger and younger people with different forms of cancer that was pretty advanced or pretty severe cancers that weren't real prevalent in the past. And we were kind of just talking out loud amongst the team of why do you think so many people are showing up in their 40s with this kind of cancer. Mm-hmm. And it was a little devastating, but when you think
about... And this is in what field?
Healthcare. So, in hospitals. And so, it makes you wonder, you know, people think they're eating healthy and we're eating more of what we think is healthy, but really you're putting more toxins in your body as you're eating produce that is already toxic, mm-hmm. right? It's toxic mm-hmm. produce. Yeah. And you're eating a lot more of it because we think that's going to help us stay healthy.
That's right. So we were having a little discussion earlier about how to detoxify and things like that. And actually another friend of mine just started doing like the apple cider vinegar thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, okay. I mean, it's going to have some positive benefits, but this is like, it would have so much more impact 200 years ago. Because there weren't all the unnatural chemicals right. going in our body, and those are fat soluble.
Right.
And fat soluble chemicals have to be transformed in order to get them out of your body.
Mm.
Like B vitamins are water soluble.
Okay.
C vitamins, water soluble. So there have been some physicians who say, oh, well, you know, if you're taking a lot of B vitamins and your urine is bright yellow.
Right.
Oh, that's just expensive urine.
Yeah, you know, they throw it off. No, it's true.
But it's not just expensive urine because you're perfusing all your tissues so you absorb as much of the vitamin or the B vitamins as you can, and then you're getting rid of the extra.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that it's not, as it's going through, it's not doing some positive things.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's just an example of a water-soluble substance coming from the outside in.
Okay.
So vitamin C and the B vitamins are water-soluble. So it will get excreted
right.
after the body has taken out what it can absorb.
Right.
On the other hand, even vitamins D, A, and E,
mm-hmm.
those are fat-soluble.
Mm-hmm.
And pesticides, fungicides.
Mm-hmm.
Almost all the external chemicals are fat soluble. So it's just like if you put vinegar on a plate
mm-hmm.
and then you want to wash it. You mm-hmm. just go over, you dump it off, and you spray a little water on it, and it's clean
right.
because it's water soluble.
Got it. Oh,
but
got it.
You got like fats. You know, you're cooking with
right.
something, oils
right.
or whatever, and you
right.
just go over the sink and you put
off.
Water on, and there's still a film. It's
right.
still going to be there
off.
Because you have to actually convert it from being fat soluble to more water soluble.
Got it.
And that's what soap is. Soap is actually, or detergent, it makes water wetter,
right.
as they say in the chemical field.
Okay.
It doesn't totally transform it, but it makes it polar enough so that water can be extracted with water so that we can pee it out, poop it out, sweat it out, cry it out, or spit it out.
So what breaks it fat solubles down then?
Exactly. So our liver has a two-step process, phase one and phase two.
Mm-hmm.
And so the liver's job is like the washing machine
mm-hmm.
of the body.
Mm-hmm.
It changes, it uses its detergents, quote-unquote detergents, a couple mm-hmm. different times, to mm-hmm. make the fat-soluble things more water-soluble so we can excrete it out of our body.
Right.
And so we have to actually support our liver
right.
as well as the kidneys in their function. And
right.
typically because we have all these extra 100,000 new chemicals
right.
that are probably in our body.
Right.
And those get stored in fat until the liver can clear them out.
Okay.
And one of the reasons why there's an obesity epidemic is because of the high number of chemicals in the environment that get into people's bodies. And then the body goes, the liver goes, whoa, 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 I got a long to-do list. I'll get around to this one of these days. Let's put those dirty dishes on the shelf. And the shelf is fat.
Oh, so you think your theory is that because people aren't, because
is
their
that
bodies,
yours?
Yeah,
okay.
Because it's like a reminder.
Yeah.
Because people can't, I'm supposed to go to that event. Because people can't break down the fats that they consume, they're storing more of that away.
Well,
and
it's also the other way around. Because they can't break down the fat-soluble chemicals, or they aren't, because the liver doesn't have what it needs to break it down.
What do you,
then
do
the
you
body
think,
says, we got to store it somewhere, so it actually puts on extra fat, so that the chemicals aren't as concentrated in the body.
Right. So what do you think, I mean, in terms of their eating more? I mean, the quantity that people eat. Have you ever watched that show, My 600-Pound Life?
No, I haven't.
It's interesting. It's on a cable channel, and they show people that are morbidly obese. They're usually like 600 pounds, 500 pounds. But partially what I've seen at work when I was in the hospital itself, you'd see people that were like 250 pounds, and you'd hear them talk, people that I worked with, and you'd hear them talking about lunch and breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then you'd watch what they ate and how they ate it, and how it was as if they didn't have a switch to say, that's enough already.
Yeah.
You know, and so the stuff they ate and the quantity that they ate and the frequency that they ate was just like what they'd have for lunch, for breakfast, would actually be enough to get you through to dinner.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So
the caloric
I think
content and everything was. And so
there's,
that is
off,
part
really
of that.
Off.
Yeah, that's part of the issue. But I would doubt that they're eating everything organically.
Oh, no, no, not at all.
And
no,
so
no.
Along with this high volume of stuff, they're getting high volumes of a lot of artificial colors, flavors, wide variety of other things that are
soft
chemicals.
Drinks. Yeah.
That are not water soluble.
Right.
So that's going into the body, and the body's going, oh, man. Well, it's a good thing you ate all that extra crappy fat, because we got to store this garbage somewhere until we can get around to cleaning it out.
Oh.
Because the liver also converts hormones.
Yeah, it does.
It takes our excess hormones and has to convert it into water-soluble form so we can excrete those too.
Okay.
For example, a woman's menstrual cycle, there it goes up. Estrogen increases in the first part, and then it has to go high enough in order for progesterone to kick in, and then that goes up as estrogen goes down.
Right.
But both of them have to drop for the cycle to begin again.
Right.
How do they drop? The liver is clearing them out. It's converting it to get it out of your body. Do you think you might be the same person you are now if all the estrogen and all the progesterone that you ever produced in your lifetime was still in your body?
No.
Or men.
No.
If you know,
or even the amount that you produce when you're pregnant and how your body processes it differently throughout the pregnancy.
That's correct.
Yeah, because it all changes.
And that's the liver's job.
Yeah.
It's the liver's job to convert those hormones into less fat-soluble forms, less toxic, and clear them out.
It's funny you would say that, because years ago when I went to Optimum, and you do a lot of meditation there, I got through one of my meditations when I was there that I needed to do more work on my liver. And I thought it was, and it was the weirdest thing, I got the message that I should be taking, and I don't know, at the time it worked for me, was fenugreek. And I think that's how you pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started taking that, and I asked the person that was there who was in the holistic, and she said, no, that'd be fine for you to take that. But I heard that even then. And now the house I'm in, I think there's probably a fair amount of buildup. I was listening to you talk, and I know my house is on kind of a busy street. And so what I've seen, the outside of the house, the trim is that color. But you can see the soot on it.
The trim is the
color of
tan
that,
cover of
the step stool.
Oh, the step stool. Okay.
The trim on the house is that color. But I can see the soot on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so I was thinking, when you said that, about toxicity, I need to start using my air filter again, because I'm sure some of that has got to get in the house.
That's true. If you have particulate residue on the outside of your house, that's in the air.
Yeah.
It's coming from somewhere, and some of it will be coming in the house. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's not good.
Hopefully it falls on the floor and it's just in your shoes or on your
but
socks.
But I think you probably breathe it in,
you
too.
I mean, yeah, you walk through it and it kicks up dust.
Right.
Yeah, you'll
and
be
it's
breathing
circulating.
It. Yeah.
So,
So anyway, those are some of the issues. So the vinegar or lemon juice and all, there's some positive benefits to that, but it's not going to help with the phase one and phase two detoxification mechanism, because it's not feeding that with the components necessary to do that job.
So at what point would you use those, or would you use them at all? The vinegar and the lemon juice.
Oh, you can use it. You could use it on a daily basis or whatever.
It's
okay.
A sip of
but
a certain
just
amount.
Don't expect it to really do the whole job that needs to be
okay.
done.
It can do a little bit. It's like you said, it can help a little. It's like rinsing the oily plate will get some of the oil off, but it's not going to get all
right.
of it off.
Yeah. I mean, you know, even if you put a couple drops of detergent on a skillet that you were cooking in, some of the stuff's good, but you're going to have to use some elbow grease.
Right, to get it out of there.
To actually get the lumps and the chunks out.
Right.
And the liver has to have what it needs. It has to have the elbow grease to do it and the mechanical part.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm so glad that you brought up the question, and we had a great chance to, and thank you for telling me about that research that that one guy was doing that you had a chance to hear about so many years ago, because this is not new.
He's a PhD. The kid was just really bright. He was a really interesting guy.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And
I
you too.
I haven't seen it written anywhere.
Very interesting woman.
Thank you.
As you can tell from this very interesting conversation I had with the patient, we talk about a lot of things at the clinic, and as an aspect of functional medicine, it's very important for you to understand how your body works, why it breaks down, why your function gets worse. And toxic chemicals are a key component of what needs to be looked at and addressed in each person's healthcare profile. Heavy metals, we can test for those to see how your body's dealing with them. Other chemicals in the body, we can find out how your body is doing with respect to whether chemicals are clogging up your system and causing water to be redistributed in your body. These are very key components of health that your regular physician most likely is not looking at. So if you want more information about this, go to our blog, naturalsolutionswithdrj.com, and look for the link where we go to the link at theredwoodclinic.com/removing-toxicity. That's removing-toxicity, where you can get more information about that process. One of the key reasons why I have various surveys in each of my two books, recently published, Super Brain Maximize Your Brain Health for Better Life and Outsmarting the Dementia Epidemic, is because these surveys can help you identify key components that may be damaging your brain or holding you back from a successful life and relationships, and dulling your family atmosphere, because these various kinds of toxins and other factors can influence your health. So that's why I recommend that you get the books, fill out the surveys in the books, because these surveys are really key components in better understanding how you can help yourself or how you can get help from the outside to address these issues like environmental toxins, brain fog that may be due to chemical toxicity, or meningeal compression, etc. So this is why I do mention these books, because I think they are quite valuable. And if you go through it and you take this seriously, filling out the surveys, you can get a lot of information about your potential to have a happier, healthier life and to address key issues of health from a natural medicine, a scientific medicine, and a functional medicine perspective. Thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to sharing our wealth of knowledge with you in the future on Natural Solutions with Dr. J. To buy your copy of Superbrain, Maximize Your Brain Health for a Better Life, go to superbrain-thebook.com. That's superbrain-thebook.com. Information can also be found on naturalsolutionswithdrj.com.